prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have a part of the jail that they might just throw drunks and things like that? They might put people that are just drunk in jail?
Yeah. I know they take them in, but if they have one particular room, I don't know.
What kinds of equipment do the policemen here have for protection on their person? Do they keep
them? Well, they're now beginning to wear the vest, mm-hmm. the proof vest, since a couple of policemen got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the gun, of course, and the mallets and things like that.
I guess, a mallet. I guess they carry like on their belt or?
Yes, they have a belt.
What kinds of federal and city employees would you have that work in neighborhoods around town? Besides, well, I guess you'd have the policemen and the firemen.
We have the policemen and the firemen, and we have some patrolmen that mm-hmm. private people hire to protect their places.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff and his deputies.
Is the sanitation department here a public service?
Yes. We pay so much for the water mm-hmm. and the sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been digging up the whole of Jacksonville
mm-hmm.
because those pipes had been down there for 100 years
uh-huh.
and they were rotten. And so Jacksonville's been torn up for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
But if we ever get it finished, it'll be good.
Certainly. I know, I've noticed that.
Some people say, oh, why do they tear those nice buildings down?
Uh-huh.
I said, because if they had to put new wiring and new plumbing
mm-hmm.
and everything in those nice buildings, it would cost more than building a nice
mm-hmm.
building now.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the man who delivers letters?
A postman.
And the man who carries away the garbage would be the
garbage man.
What would you call a person if he is able to gain favors in the city? Maybe he has friends that are politicians and things like that. How would you describe the person, or what name would you use to call him?
I know plenty of them, but well, you could say he has great influence with the mayor or the sheriff or somebody like that.
What would you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and he doesn't perform any services, but he draws a salary? Sometimes, I guess, an appointed official.
They sometimes take some of them in to train them that way.
Mm-hmm.
While they're training, then they don't get any salary.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in years past, some people were, I guess when there wasn't as much control over politics as there is now, sometimes a person might appoint his friends to offices that didn't really exist so much, and they were paid. And did you ever...
Graft.
Uh-huh.